The large white ibis floated languidly on the smooth surface of the Nile, its feathers silhouetted brilliantly by the morning sun. The bird stabbed his long, slender beak down underneath his wing to scratch an early morning irritation. A dusky brown ox walked down to the water's edge, his ears flipping valiantly at the flies already beginning to gather for their daily feast on his blood. The lumbering animal cast out his long tongue upon the cool waters and gulped the waters greedily to quench his ever-growing thirst. The incessant drone of insects filled the air with a current of low humming sound, as if massing for some large-scale assault on the citizens of Upper Egypt. It was very early morning, and yet it seemed no one was sleeping. All life along the Nile was in an eternal race to start the day before being beaten down by the merciless sun. Karnak Temple, the Ipet Isut, that most esteemed of places, stood out from the simple scene, its many decorated columns standing as silent sentinels of the people walking underneath them. It is the largest religious house known in the world, upon which the mound of creation began. Every so often, a busy workman would stop and admire the brilliantly painted figures of pharaohs, plants, birds, and animals carved into the columns, or cast a glance upward to take in the blue vulture goddess, Nekhbet, symbol of Upper Egypt, painted with wings spread as if to envelop the sky. This was Thebes, known by the name of Waset, the most powerful city in Egypt. A land guided by a divine principle of balance and cosmic order called Ma'at. For the people of Egypt, both good and evil forces were at work continuously upon their lives. It was up to the gods and their divine pharaoh to ensure that good would always triumph over evil. Egypt has become history, and has been writing its history down in hieroglyphic inscriptions for almost 2,000 years. Its great pyramids at Saqqara and Giza are already over 1,000 years old. The workmen, who spent their lives pulling tons of stone up mud brick ramps to build the divine pyramid forms, are long dead, their bodies interred in the simple necropolis on the plateau. Many pharaohs are gone and forgotten, with only their battles and pieces of their lives chiseled into the walls of their tombs. It is only recently that kings are known by the name meaning great house, the name of Pharaoh.